This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. Michael Jenkins from NBC Sports Washington going to join us here.
You guys
are more than welcome to join us at the pool, by the way.
Oh, yes, pool dates.
At the Hilton West Palm, where they have cushion cabanas, Michael Jenkins.
Very nice.
And if you felt like it, outdoor boot camp fitness classes, all at the Hilton West Palm
That's
Beach.
Nice of them to offer that, but I won't be taking them up on that.
It is a triple-A four-diamond hotel.
And it's not like Vegas, though, where I have to pay like $1,000 for the cabana, right?
No,
I could just crawl in.
Yeah, I think you just crawl right in. Plus, you have access to state-of-the-art fitness center, specialty classes, flotation menu, Jason, featuring inflatable pool floats, an oversized chessboard, outdoor fire pit.
Oh, they have a floaty?
It's a nice spot.
They have a floaty menu?
Yes.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, you go out there, they'll float the menu your way. You can have some drinks.
No, look who I see over in the corner. Look at Mr.
Mike
Rizzo. Mike Rizzo.
I thought he was coming on tomorrow.
Now, when are we going to get Mike on? Tomorrow? They're just saying hi.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
All right.
How you doing? Good to see you.
Tonight I need to make sure that I call the front desk and tell them I need a wake-up call. Because
why?
I definitely didn't set my alarm last night.
You were up bright and early.
That's what happens when you drink 20-ounce beers.
I went into a slight beer coma, and then I woke up at 3:40 in the morning. I was panicked. Full-on panic.
So you're not going to the woods today?
I don't think I'm going to
the
woods.
No, we're going. You want to go? We're going to go. Why not go?
We're going.
Yeah,
I'm going
to the woods. Tiger's going to be there. 100% chance.
100% chance.
Are you in the Tiger? These guys.
Tiger zealots.
I mean, I try not to be, but I have to say, at Valspar and then last week, he's on the course, right? I mean, you just get into it.
If Tiger was playing blackjack switch, you'd sit right next to him.
And then I'd tell him, I'd say, you know, these are terrible odds.
They're just bad odds.
So, Michael, tell people why you're here now, because maybe a little more Nats coverage potentially, NBC Sports Washington.
Yeah, we're working more with the Nats now, and so when you guys are done talking with someone, then the players come right over here where you can't see, and I'm talking to
these
guys.
It's like an assembly line.
Although
they
said when Zim was done, it was 8:43, and they go, we got to have Zim back in the clubhouse at 8:45. We'll talk to him tomorrow. We had 30 seconds with him.
Do you like Sean? He's a cool guy.
It's just like talking to some awesome guy you don't even know he's a baseball player. You forget you're doing an interview and you're just talking to the guy.
He's really cool.
Yeah, he's a really cool guy. And I didn't realize that the past couple days realized that he and Zim played together at UVA.
Cool. So this is new for you, right? Covering baseball, spring training, that sort
of
thing, right?
Although I did cover the Nats back when they were at RFK. Brad Wilkerson and the Chief, Chad Cordero. And it was just forever ago, and now everything's come full circle.
Who was the opening day starter for the Nats that year, for the very first game?
Was it like a John Lannon or somebody like that?
Wow.
Was he there? No, that was Levon Hernandez.
It might have been Levo.
Could have been.
I forget.
Man, that was a
Frank
time.
Robinson.
Frank Robinson.
Incredible.
Yeah, by the way,
what an awful stadium.
Oh, terrible. So bad.
By the way, I did Redskins overtime with you, Jenks, and we haven't talked to you since the deal and everything. How do you think it's playing out so far for the Redskins this offseason?
I'm not thrilled. You know, I like Alex Smith. The one thing that I'm really concerned about, and I think that, you know, on paper he's an upgrade from Kirk, but he also had so many weapons in Kansas City, some incredible explosive offensive weapons that he's not necessarily going to have here in D.C., so it makes me wonder how his production's going to suffer. Maybe he'll improve, but I don't think he's going to put up the numbers he put with the Chiefs.
You're a little like me. You're a little cynical on the Redskins.
Yeah, I mean,
not great expectations. You've been through this so many times.
It's just I ask myself one question. Are they appreciably better this year coming up than they were?
Appreciably better now?
No. They're essentially the same team, right?
I think they're worse with what they've lost.
Well, we don't know. They have to add players.
They're going to
add players in the draft.
All things being equal right now, they're not as complete as they were even last year.
Now, they were banged up a lot last year.
Right. They can improve health-wise, but, you know, if you look at that offensive line and you say, well, you know, if they're healthy, they'll be okay. But also, so many of those guys are coming off of injuries. it makes you wonder, will they be effective when they come back? I mean, so many of those guys are going to have to recover from different surgeries during the offseason. I'm just not convinced that we're going to see a markedly improved team from what we saw. I mean, I'm glad that you re-signed Zach Brown, but, you know, Skandrick, does that move the needle at all?
No.
I mean,
No.
What is your take on, and it, you know, I know people are sort of irritated with it, but it's still, it is what it is, on the Cousins family talking about the number one thing was an organization that was well-run from top to bottom, everybody in agreement. I mean, there's no question about it. That's a shot, a direct shot at your past employer.
I think the entire time, and I know Kirk said the right things, like he wanted to be here, but he's right, though. Where in any other organization would you have a GM or a de facto GM come out and call you by the wrong name?
Right.
I mean, that never happens.
What is your take on that?
If you're
That's probably never happened.
Is it just stupidity?
And by the way, multiple times,
not just once.
Listen, yeah. I can say that. I think Bruce is a stupid human, but I think he knows his name.
He absolutely knows his name. There's
so,
no question.
So he's doing that to troll Kirk in his camp.
Yes, I imagine Bruce and Dan having a few brews and laughing and saying, you know what you should do?
Right.
We'll call him Kirk. I think it was multiple times.
I think it was a
multiple times.
Planned
yes.
insult.
Troll.
If you're the quarterback and you have to sit there, and Kirk Cousins is a good guy,
yeah.
and you have to sit there with a smile on your face trying to be a professional and say, if the deal's right, this is where I want to be. And deep down, you have to say, I mean, we've seen Kirk. He's a competitor.
Right.
Even though you like that. I mean, this is a competitor, and he has to sit there and take that and be a pro, and there's no way that doesn't have an effect on him. And no other organization does something like that happen except for the Redskins.
Well, that's what he should have said. He should have said, look, I'd like to play here, but I can't resign. They don't even know my first
name.
They don't even try.
That would be brilliant.
Then I wouldn't call him disingenuous.
Right, of course.
I'll tell you, completely honest.
The level of petty there from a pro football organization is so high that if I'm Kirk, I'd have gotten out too.
But you know what?
That's what he would say.
I think they did. I have to give them credit. Now, I think, you know, like a broken clock is right, what, twice a day?
Correct.
I think they stumbled onto something.
Love that one.
Well, I think it's true here because I don't think they're that smart. But I think they stumbled
not.
Into something with Alex. Now, Alex, is not, who knows what his numbers are going to be? I actually think they'll be a little bit better because Jay's got a better offense, or at least his offense that gets guys open.
But it's better short-term than drafting a guy or signing
McCarron
or someone like that.
Knowing that he was going to leave, and I think they knew for a year more than a lot of fans did, I think they gathered themselves pretty well, at least at that position.
I think so. I just worry about, you know, he was playing with Kelce.
That's true.
Hill. I mean, these guys who are explosive.
Yeah, the leading rusher in the league.
Right.
Yeah. You know, Kirk Cousins was working with the Terrell Pryor last year.
And what, Bibby, what was, not Bibby, Bibbs.
Capri Bibbs.
Capri Bibbs.
But he still threw for 4,000 yards.
So that's why I think Alex
will be fine.
All right.
I think he'll be fine. But I think if you look at the weapons around him, they are kind of embarrassing. I mean, all things considered.
Paul Richardson is going to have 90 catches. What are you talking about?
So I was talking to Michael Jenkins, who joined us from NBC Sports Washington. And since, like, we were doing the Redskins thing every week, you've been doing more cap stuff. I know you're here to do the national stuff. You're filling in for Grant, doing caps overtime and whatever the pregame show's called. Pardon me. I don't know what it's called. So I know Wizards, it's hang time. Is it Capitals hang time too?
No, it's Capitals face-off.
Face-off.
Yeah,
there you go.
What's your sense of the Capitals? I mean, every year they're good. And surprisingly, they're really good this year again. I think some people thought that they were going to take a step back. And now they have this whole goalie situation with about 10 games to go.
That's what worries me. I think they want to go with Holtby so bad. They want to see Holtby, I think. They want to see him get in there and perform the way he has near the end of the season. But he just hasn't gotten it done. I think he's starting tonight, so maybe he can do something. But
it
worries me that they're sort of at this place. I mean, that's the one thing you see in the playoffs all the time in the NHL, right? You see a goaltender standing on his head and some team that was – you know, fourth or fifth seeded going in, all of a sudden has an incredible playoff run because their goalie is so good. And the Capitals have relied on Holtby in the past, and I think they want that again, but right now they don't really have a guy.
I think we're light years away from Holtby standing on his head in the playoffs. Like, I don't think we could be any further from that. Let's be honest. I would almost rather just throw Grubby to the fire and see what he can do. To be honest.
But I do get a sense. Look, this guy won the
Vezina trophy. Yeah.
So he was, at least for a year.
You think he's going to stand on his head in 2 weeks?
No, but I can see that organizational perspective where, like, he's supposed to be the guy.
He's the
more
proven
guy.
Let's get him
right. If he comes out of his goalie slump, then let's go with it.
I mean, I just hope they do that.
There's not much time to figure it out.
I hope they do. I mean, everybody hopes, right, that they're doing what other teams have done in the past where they're okay during the regular season and all of a sudden they sprout and become this incredible playoff team.
I would love that if that's
the
case.
I would love it.
We've watched Table DiBaggio.
All right.
10 drinks in. Well, three or four.
Who goes who goes further in the playoffs this year? Nats or Caps?
Nats.
They never win the first round.
They've got to, right? Like, don't the
Nationals fight? Is it due theory?
I just think on paper they have more talent. I mean, the Capitals, if they were going to make a run, it was going to be – I mean, maybe they'll do it this year, but if they were going to make a serious run to the Cup, it was going to be the two previous years when they went all in. And the Nationals still have that core talent. After this season, it will be different. But now with Stras and Scherzer and Harper, I mean, this is the year for them to finally – Adam Eaton's going to be back. This is the year for them to finally push through, I think.
You didn't even throw the Wizards into the equation. They're a team that's going to get in the playoffs.
Yeah, I didn't.
Because you don't believe they're going to go on a run.
You know what Michael needs when he goes to Vegas? He needs some five-hour energy.
Of course he does.
That's what he needs because he's going to be up all night losing his money at the blackjack switch table.
Oh, he's going to win. He's going to be winning money.
I'm telling you, stay away from it. Look for the single deck or double deck. All right?
Does it really have better odds?
Yes.
Really?
Much better.
You're messing with my head
now. The blackjack switch is just a gimmick.
That's so much fun, though. Two hands at once.
The
rush.
Well, you can do that at any table. But
yeah, you should play two hands when I play blackjack.
When the dealer pushes on 22, you should walk away.
Yeah, and that happens a lot.
Anyway, so get yourself some 5-Hour Energy. Right now, 5-Hour Energy is launching their Getting Back to 100% campaign with a unique twist on this year's College Hoops Tournament. You've got the ability to swap your incorrect selections during the tournament as the game is going on. You see an upset in the making, swap the favorite out to ensure that your bracket is 100% correct. All you got to do is go to 5hourenergybrackets.com. That's 5hourenergybrackets.com or click on the link on the fandc.com's homepage.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live from National Spring Training. Having a good time. The sun's come out.
Nice breeze flowing here.
It's now feeling good. There's still no skirt in front of the table. There are more and more comments about the fact that you can see our hairy legs or cankles or whatever we got going on.
I should have trimmed my toenails.
It is what it is.
Okay, tomorrow I'm going to wear closed-toed shoes and spare everybody.
All right, but joining us right now from the Washington Post to talk about the Nationals is Chelsea James.
That's your new nickname. It's not cakes, it's cankles.
That's a great nickname.
Cakesles.
My ankles are a little bit slow.
I don't think you have particularly cankles.
I think they look decent. We can get Chelsea's opinion on my cankles.
I think you have attractive ankles.
Thank you.
They're fine.
I appreciate that.
What do you think, Chelsea?
You don't have much hair on the lower
legs. Getting ankle shamed. I'm getting cankle shamed here in Florida. Okay?
But Chelsea joins us. We saw her. We grabbed her. And we always love having you on to talk about the Nats. But before that, we should talk about the Olympics. So you got an opportunity to do that. And I know you were thrilled with that, right?
Yeah, no, it was great. It was a lot of, I'm worrying about my ankles now.
No, you're fine.
No, it was great. It was cool and, literally freezing, but also just a totally different experience. I feel like I'd only done baseball since 2014, so it was nice to kind of change it up.
What were some of the events that you remember the most, that you enjoyed the most?
The women's hockey gold medal game was pretty cool, just to see, like, grown men going kind of crazy over, like, a women's sport. Uh-huh. Something I'd never seen, but... yeah, even just kind of seeing speed skating and all these random things live, you just don't realize the talent and athleticism there. So it was pretty neat, but yeah, it was cool.
Is there a true, like, hatred between those girls, or are they friends off
in
the
hockey?
Ice? Yeah,
I think.
Did you? I mean,
I think that depends. But there's like some real frustration there.
That's a bitter rivalry.
Oh,
right?
For sure. Yeah, I think that some of them are friends, and some of them probably were friends and no longer are. So it's pretty heated. It's pretty real.
Did most of those Canadian girls play college hockey in the States?
Yeah, so they all know each other. Which, it's a really interesting vibe. But They remember everything that's ever happened every year going back decades. So it's interesting.
I bet.
So here we are, another Nats spring training. You've been here for a few weeks now, coming back from the Olympics. And we've asked all the guys, but anything jump out at you differently, you know, with Davey here, the vibe? I mean, it is spring training.
You wrote about the coaching staff. We talked to David Martinez about it just being, like, louder.
Yeah, it's much louder. I mean, everything's just a, you know, there's a difference. I think you would expect there to be a difference, but, you know, even from Matt Williams to Dusty, it was a little bit less of a difference. This is a very different vibe for a team that has been pretty businesslike since I've been here, at least, and is sort of known for being pretty, you know, straight-laced and everything, and it's been a total kind of departure from that, I think, in a good way. I'm not sure what they've said to you guys, but it seems like everybody's pretty receptive to it, and it's a long spring training for a team that really can't prove anything till October, so I think that's a, you know,
right.
Keeping it light makes sense.
What about the Ryan Zimmerman bit with him doing? That's so interesting, fascinating to me. Him kind of doing his own thing. I mean, he's a grizzled veteran. He's an icon. He could do what he wants, but it's interesting, right? It's different.
Yeah, I'm most interested in seeing sort of if it starts anything else. You know, I'm sort of surprised more veterans don't do this. You know, I know the Rangers held out Adrian Beltre until early March, which at the time I thought was a long time. But now,
so other teams do this with some of their guys?
Yeah, not quite to this extent. But, you know, I mean, Zimmerman's got an injury history, and when he's healthy, he's great. And so I understand it. But it's just interesting, you know, why risk it? And I guess the experiment, we'll see how it goes, but it's definitely an experiment.
Yeah. Right.
No,
right.
But I actually thought he brought up a good point that, look, some spring trainings he ends up hitting 400, some he right. hits 200, that you can't really take that much out of it. It's just a matter of kind of getting in the work, punch the clock.
Right, exactly.
So wherever he punches the clock, it's probably fine.
Totally. Yeah, the only thing I worry about, I don't know if he said anything about it with you guys, is getting thrown into a game in 30-degree weather in Cincinnati when you haven't broken out of the box or something.
Right,
so
right.
That's the one where I kind of like worry about it, but I'm sure he knows what he's doing. So.
Do you worry about Strasburg at all this year?
I feel like I was more worried last year. Like, I feel like because of the way the previous year had kind of ended, I was like, oh, this guy's going to pop. There's no way. But somehow we kind of made it through.
Yeah, I think he's gotten a little better every year at sort of knowing what he needs. And, I worry a little less this year, but you always worry about Strasburg. And I think they always worry about Strasburg. So they'll be careful. But he's looked dominant, and he's healthy.
Has.
So, yeah.
Max was dominant until the start yesterday.
Yeah, right.
But
right.
So both of them were looking really good.
Oh, yeah.
This
yeah.
is going to sound stupid, but it's just kind of the way my brain works. So, like, Stras was always the guy, right? That's like, actually, really, I became a Nats fan. It was hard for me because I was an Orioles fan, but I transitioned, and it was when Strasburg came, right? And that excitement, I got into it, and he was the
Ks,
guy.
Yeah.
But now all of a sudden, Max is the guy. You know what I mean? And Max deserves to be the guy. But is it a 1A, 1B, or is Max really 1 and Strauss really 2? You know what I mean?
I think talent-wise, it's 1A, 1B, but I think the hierarchy is fairly clear. I mean, there was no doubt that Max was going to be the opening day starter, and he sort of just has that mentality that he is the guy, and everyone, you know, follows suit. He's louder. He's more opinionated, and I think that helps. But, yeah, I don't think that was the worst thing for Strasburg to have that sort of taken off his shoulders and slide in there. I mean, I think
so his ego isn't bothered by that.
I don't think so. Maybe a little, but, you know, I think little by little he's sort of proving that he's right there talent-wise. I think Game 4 was huge for him in his career last year to just kind of shove and mm-hmm. show people that he really is the guy that everyone always thought he was. So, yeah, I don't think he minded Max, and I think it just takes more attention away from him, which he needs.
I was telling Eric, I mean, based on stuff, they're not that far apart.
Not at all. You could make the argument either way,
right,
for sure.
Yeah. Exactly. But based on just the bulldog mentality, it's obviously Max.
Right. I'm sure you know. What happened before game four? Like, what happened? Can you tell us?
He was bullied in starting.
I know you know. Can you please?
Since you're whispering, why is she going to say it on radio?
Tell us.
Yeah, you're making me feel real comfortable saying it. No, I mean, I think he was sick. I think he, you know, Strasburg is a guy who likes feeling perfect. And if he doesn't feel perfect, he doesn't want to pitch. And I think
someone had to remind him that you don't have to be perfect to pitch.
Right. And I think he saw that. You know, I think he learned that. And maybe that's a big moment for him to realize, hey, I can do this when I'm not feeling perfect. And that might be a pivotal thing. But I really think it's that simple. You know, like, he thought he couldn't, and somebody said, you're gonna, and there it was.
And Max is pretty much the opposite, because he's been vocal about, like, he wants to make 33 starts.
Right.
He wants to pitch well over 200 innings. But the organization wants to dial him back a little bit and keep him fresh down the stretch, especially with his injury history. So that's got to be, a tightrope act for Davey to deal with, especially with a strong personality like Max.
Oh, for sure. And Rizzo said this yesterday, too. I mean, every game it seems like he's in the sixth with a no-hitter. You're not going to pull him out of a no-hitter. So you can pull Strasburg out of a no-hitter. You cannot pull Max Scherzer out and keep your life. So
right.
I think that's – it makes it really hard. It's a weird problem to have, and it's unique. But, you know, the way he's pitching until yesterday, I guess it's going to be a problem again. So it's really interesting to watch. And yeah, he wants to be out there.
Is Rizzo going to get a new deal?
I mean, if he doesn't, it feels like that's a huge oversight.
Right?
You know, it's surprising, but not surprising that he doesn't have it yet. But yeah, from what I've heard, it's not close or imminent or anything. But
so it might. They
he
might
just
wait
bought
the
a house.
Yeah, yeah.
Right down the street.
He can afford it.
He's going to get a deal.
He has tons of money.
He's going to get a deal.
I know.
There's
but
some resale value there too.
That's true.
Will they wait until after the season?
I mean, it would feel foolish for them to do that. His deal ends October 31st. I mean, there's a scenario in which they're playing in the World Series and Mike Rizzo doesn't have a deal, which is absurd. But I don't think it gets to that point. But I just don't know who they think they'd get. You know, who are you going to get that? Maybe I don't know. I feel like it happens, but I thought that about Dusty, and here we are. So
yeah. Right. What is the latest with Wirth? I mean, he's just not going to get a deal.
Yeah, I think he's. And from all I've heard, he's frustrated. I think that's understandable. But
not, somebody won't have him in as like a non-roster invite, or he wants more than that. He wants like a guaranteed deal.
Yeah,
or?
I think he thinks he probably deserves it, but I think he'd probably take anything. I honestly don't know kind of the ins and outs, but I think you know he's frustrated, and I think he's not the only one. But you have to imagine injuries will pop up and things will happen, and he's a big enough personality that he's valuable in the clubhouse.
He had a prickly personality to the outsiders, you know, but I think it was different with the guys.
Yeah.
Right?
How'd you get along with him?
I liked him a lot. I mean, one of my favorite Jason Wirth stories is when I first came on the beat, I was told to, like, look him in the eye and not back down. And it was like, you know, he's like the pack leader.
He wants to challenge you, yeah.
So, but once you're in, you're in.
So did you have a stare down? Like, what happened?
It wasn't
all that. Just show no sign of weakness.
It wasn't that eventful. He just asked me who I was, and he was like, okay.
Right.
And then, you know. Called me out sometimes when he asked a dumb question, and that's all fair. So yeah, but he was great with the guys, and they loved him. And
because I know, like Feinstein, for example, he swore, and he goes again. John, like us, is an outsider, but John swore that that dynamic was not good in the clubhouse, and that they're going to be better without him.
I don't know that they're going to be noticeably worse without him, but I think that's just because they have plenty of veterans. But no, he was. I mean, they loved him, and.
He didn't hurt the clubhouse.
No, he was kind of a welcoming force, honestly. He was the guy who kind of made sure everybody knew where they belonged and that they belonged. And so, yeah, that wasn't really anything I ever saw, but I was there for what I've heard are his mellower years.
So will you go straight from West Palm to Cincinnati, or will you go back home first for a couple
days? Oh, no, there's the exhibition game in D.C. So we'll go West Palm, D.C. for a day, and then Cincinnati, Atlanta, and on we go.
How do you travel? I mean,
yeah, you like
God, we travel stuff? For 2 days and we're miserable.
we're the worst
we hate it. I got my suitcase here. I just do not like traveling.
I'm ready to go home for sure, but yeah, I try not to think about it too much, honestly.
Right. Do you travel on the team plane?
No, we don't.
Never.
The TV people do, but we don't know.
That's
all commercial. All
that's
the time.
Gotta suck.
Well, not the airline miles. Those don't suck.
No, that's fine.
Those add up too.
But the security lines all the time. I mean,
pre-check
hotels.
Marriott points.
Yeah, she's good. She's got it all covered.
I'm glass half full right now. Yeah, talk to me in August, and I'll be like, oh, it's the worst.
Right.
All right, so give us your top storylines going into this season, the things that you're locked in. Everybody talks about the fifth starter and that sort of thing, but what else?
You know, I think what Murphy looks like, I mean, that's a big injury. That's something that's going to take some time, and if he's not back in Daniel Murphy form, it's a very different team. I think Bryce could absolutely go off this year, and you know, the contract is there, all that stuff's happening with him. So just Bryce in general. But I mean, I think with these guys, it always kind of comes down to the pitching, and with Max and Strasburg, if they're healthy, I mean, that's 1-2 or 2-3 in the Cy Young race. And those guys they look special this spring. They've always looked special, but they look even more so. So I think it'll be fun to watch them. And I guess also what if things go wrong and you know how Davey handles that.
Boz wrote an interesting article, I think a week or two ago. I think it was Boz, about how the market isn't what it was a few years ago. And that, wow, the Nats might actually be in this for Bryce, right? Because there's not going to be a $500 million contract, it looks like.
Right.
Do you think there's some validity, some merit to that?
Yeah, I think the interesting thing about that, though, is the market's not the same for Bryce. It's not the same for everyone else either. So,
correct.
So what are you giving up paying Bryce Harper $25 million? What could you do with that $25 million when Mike Moustakas is getting $6.5 million? You know, you think about sort of what what the I don't know, payoff is. But, you know, I know they're not going to mortgage the farm for Bryce Harper. They're not going to put 25% of their payroll in Bryce Harper. So if you keep that in mind, then maybe if his deal's, you know, $300 million or something, you know, paltry like that maybe it does put him back into play. But I wonder how they'll sort of evaluate what they could get for that money and what they'd be getting in Bryce Harper, particularly with Robles looking ready and Juan Soto knocking on the door.
Why did Arrieta not happen
here?
Yeah,
I think they, what I've
it was
heard.
Was just too much, or they wouldn't have done that
too
deal?
Too much too early in the deal, I think. They, you know, and some of the, you never know with Boris that, you know, these deals that are 3 years and 25 or whatever never really are. There's sort of more going on there. So I think they, it would have pushed them pretty far over the tax this year, the way they wanted to front load the deal, is my understanding, but I'm not totally sure.
Right, right.
All right, Chelsea, well, thank you for
hanging out with us.
Yeah, thanks
for having me. Just saw you there. Say, oh, we got to get Chelsea on, so thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bailed us out. We had nothing to talk about.
Yeah, it was either that or I'm going to do like a Kardashian story or something. Something awful.
I'm glad I'm slightly better than that.
Yeah. It's Chelsea James from the Washington Post. We'll come back with more here on the Junkies. Welcome back, Junkies, on 106.7 The Fan, also on NBC Sports Washington. Live from spring training, and once again, I need to thank the Hilton. We're going to be heading back. A couple of us are heading to the woods, apparently, and that's not Cakes and I.
No.
We're heading back to the hotel.
Oh, we're not going to the woods now.
No. We're going later. I'm going to the game.
I understand that.
We're going for, like, happy hour time.
I can't believe you don't.
Cakes and I are going to be hanging at the cabanas. He'll be 15 minutes in the hot tub.
I might be putting suntan lotion on JP's back. I mean, we might have an intimate moment together. You don't know what's going to happen.
Would you do that in a moment of need? Would you do that?
Sure, if somebody needed like some lotion on a hard-to-reach place, why not?
I wouldn't do that.
No, of course not.
I would tell you, go find a chick.
Come on, you wouldn't hook me? You wouldn't help your boy?
I would never do
that. Oh, that would be hard. Maybe I would put it on like a cloth and then like rub it on you.
I don't understand. Why are you guys so anti-happy hour?
I'm not.
I'm not talking to you. No, I'm not anti-happy hour. I'm more pro going to the Palm Beach Kennel Club and seeing flops and trying to take old people's money.
Oh, you're definitely doing that.
I'm kind of leaning that way.
He's definitely doing it.
I mean, we have three cars.
He's going to ask me for the keys.
You're going to wear the money flip-flop?
In about an hour, he's going to say, can I have the keys? And he's going to go straight to the poker table.
I might distract people with my cankles in the poker room.
Cakes.
They'll muck when they see him.
Muddy metal cankles.
Yes.
We should mention.
That should be a new Twitter.
On Grant and Danny's show, I believe Craig Hoffman's stand, Jay Gruden will join the boys at 10:15.
Very nice.
By the way, should congratulate Danny and his beautiful wife for their second son.
Yes.
And I wish I knew the name. Is it Jordan?
No, I can pull it up.
I botched it.
I'm pretty sure it's James,
right.
I will confirm that.
James Duncan Rouye.
Yes.
There you go.
He is,
congratulations.
He stands 1 foot 9 inches tall, and he weighs in at 8 pounds, 15 ounces.
That's a big boy right
Solid.
There.
Solid.
Got a big boy.
Solid new arrival.
Yeah, it's
Jimmy
very
Dunk.
Cool.
Congrats.
Jimmy Dunk. Yeah, we're going to go to the woods today.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
What do you think, about 4 o'clock? 4:30?
3 o'clock maybe.
Who's going to the woods? Just you two or is Drab?
Whoever wants to go.
He's a big
Drabby's going to go too.
Of course Drab is going.
You know, here's the thing. After this, I'm going to go. I get you all situated. The reason why people are goofing on me, my luggage is here because I have about 5,000 pounds of cameras in here.
Right.
I'm going to go get situated. I'm going to go over there and take pictures for about 3 hours. 2 hours of batting practice or whatever.
Right.
An hour of the game. And then I'll be done with that because it's something I enjoy doing. But I'll be done with that. And then I'm going to go just booze with you.
All right, so you'll be
and
back.
You're going to be roasting in your jeans.
No. Like I have my luggage. I have all my clothes in here. I'm going to put on shorts and a tank.
Now, you didn't bring all of your clothes, just clothes to change into.
Cakes, I have a full.
Your entire.
No, there's a few things that I wore yesterday that I didn't. No, I just. Yeah.
Hold on. You brought your dirty.
My suitcase.
You brought your dirty.
No, my
clothes?
Dirty clothes are okay. At the hotel.
Okay.
I took those off.
Okay, then that kind of
like
makes
my dirty
sense.
Socks.
Yes.
Right, dirty underwear.
Way, Jason wanted to do a call-in portion of the show right now.
He's very panicked about the snow.
He's really panicking.
Because I'm hearing all of these different projections. My neighbor just said we're going to get 20 inches.
He's a donk.
It's a woman, but she might be.
She's a donk.
Okay, but I want to find – because I don't know what the projection is now currently.
All right, so you want to hear from the people. What is the phone number?
he doesn't know.
800-636-1067.
You've been doing it 22 years.
It's been a while since I threw it out there. 800-636-1067.
It was a different number for a few years.
Well, here's the other thing. We may get stranded down here and have to go to a different hotel.
That wouldn't be fun.
Right.
I don't think
so
that's
going to happen. You're not worried about
I'm
that.
I'm not because I live a mile from the district. So we're going to fly into the district. It never snows. It might snow an inch or two. And then we're going to be
fine.
So
you think the district's only going to an inch?
Couple inches max. It's too warm.
You're doing a real panicky Pete bit
yeah.
right now.
It's going to be snowing way up there in the clouds, and then it's going to come down here to the hot pavement, and it's going to melt.
Jason wants to hear from people from Loudoun County, if you're listening right now.
No, anywhere. I don't care where they are.
He wants the intel.
I want to find out, first of all, how many inches I'm going to get, and then are we going to get stranded down here and have to go stay in a Days Inn?
I'm not staying in a poop.
In a Grant and Danny hotel.
Right.
We're not staying in a Grant and Danny. We are not doing that.
Right, well, what if the Hilton doesn't have rooms available for an extra night?
Well, then we'll find a hotel.
You sleep in my Yaris. Oh. You stick your legs out.
See, you could do that. That's what's funny. He could actually do that and be fine with it.
Right.
I need five-star comfort.
My car is so nubby that you have to get the seat back, you have to press a crank.
It's a real.
What do you mean?
There's like a little lever right by the side of the seat, and you have to crank it.
That's how you do it.
So you can't just lift it and go and recline on it?
No.
That car is the epitome of basic transportation.
There are $20 chairs at Office Depot that recline better.
And if you want to use your side mirrors, you have to open the window.
No, you don't. I don't believe that. It's team. That's fake news.
It is not.
You just don't know how to use it. No, fake news.
We looked. I'm telling you. Manual side mirror.
Did you look it up in the mirror? In the manual?
Why would I look it up in
the
manual?
I'm talking about you manipulate
it manually.
The
whole console.
You guys just don't know how to do it.
Okay.
Do you think they designed a car where you have to stick your hand out so the driver has to lean over for the passenger side mirror? There's no way.
Yeah, that's set up.
It's really? Fake news. It's not even. Even be
I'm
licensed.
Willing to bet you $100 right now that you will not figure it out.
No. Go look at that number.
No, I'm not saying I can figure
let's
it out.
Make the bet.
I'm going to go to the manual. What is it, Yaris?
Yes.
How do you spell that?
Yaris.
I bet you
Yaris manual.
I bet you Thrifty paid off that Yaris in about three rentals.
I'm telling you, if you want to have the side mirror on the passenger,
all right, how do you change?
The passenger has to move.
Change the mirror side. Mirror on a Yaris. I'm Googling that right now.
It probably depends on what model. There are very few upgrades in this model.
It is the smallest car I've ever seen.
there are no upgrades in the model.
It does have electronic windows, so you don't have to roll down the windows.
Right. Well, there's just no way. You guys are just dumb.
No.
There's no way they designed a vehicle so that you're driving
You've
and all of a sudden you can't
wrong
see.
So many times.
So you think
so
they're
well,
just going to lean all the way over and manually?
That's how
you're attacking their intelligence. Bet them $100.
No. Why not? Because I'm not that confident.
You're so sure.
Wait, maybe it's the worst car ever.
It might.
It could be possible. It's the worst car ever.
All right, we got a couple calls. Shocking. We got a couple. Kevin in Centerville, give me the update.
Kevin. What's up, buddy? Are you there? You're on with the Junks.
I'm here. When are y'all flying back?
Tomorrow. Scheduled tomorrow around 3.
You're finished. You're finished. You're going to get about 8 inches. It's already washing away all the salt treatment. We've getting rain and sleet right now. It is apocalyptic what is happening right now. You are not going to be able to land. You might as well just lay back and enjoy the sunshine in Florida right now.
Okay, that doesn't sound very encouraging.
That's your prediction. All right, thank you, Kevin. Joe in Manassas, line 3, Valdez.
He had a certain glee about us not being able to get home, because
that was fake news.
Joe, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Junk? All right, so, Bish, we got leaving Loudoun County High School right now. We got 32 degrees. We got sleet coming down. We got people panicking at the school, wondering why they're even there. we got about 6 to 8 inches. You're screwed. I'd go play golf. Do your thing, but don't come back.
All right, so it's not going to be 20 like my neighbor just said.
Not 20. She's tripping.
All right, well, will they
Will
they cancel flights in 6 to 8? Yes, they would probably.
I don't know. It depends. Runways are set. You can land on ice.
Oh, I don't want to land on ice.
Planes are silly.
You're tilting me.
No, you can land on ice.
No, not planes I'm in.
Yeah, it's not going to be a problem. The one thing I'm not panicking about is the weather.
So much panic at the disco right now.
I don't know why you would.
Just chill.
I'm chill.
Can you chill? We don't even fly out till tomorrow afternoon.
Right.
Well, that's when the storm is hitting, Richie.
A lot of things can change.
The weather, it's going to be warm. It's almost April.
It's going to be warm, really. It's 32 at home.
32?
Pretty warm.
That's right on the line.
How about you enjoy the now? You got palm trees right in front of you. Look at the palm trees, Ricky.
I'm going to enjoy the woods.
Why are you looking over here? Look at the palm trees.
Hey,
be happy.
Palm trees.
You're buying a drink.
Like I haven't seen palm trees before.
You're buying a drink today. And you like to do that. You like to be the mayor.
No, I'm expensing them.
All right, good. So, what do we?
CK doesn't understand the expense.
What are we drinking today? I like to do cocktails.
You won't go there and just talk about how every other golfer in the world is the best you've ever seen.
Just go like, up
just
and ask what
Rory McIlroy shtick.
I'm not doing it.
What's Tiger's favorite
That's hysterical.
Drink? What does Tiger drink? You should drink whatever Tiger drinks when you're in his restaurant.
That's a good question.
I think he's a vodka guy. You know, we just ask him. We'll just ask him.
Yeah. When we see him? Yes. When we see him today?
You won't try and reenact his drive back from the woods to where he got pulled over?
Well, that was in
was he leaving the woods
when
he got pulled over?
I don't know where he was coming from. He doesn't know where he was coming from.
Oh, recently. Yeah, the recent one. Like, he was hammered.
Yeah, he was hammered.
Well, he said he was driving to California or something, whatever he said.
Yeah.
He said he was in L.A. or – yeah, going to Stanford or whatever.
I can't believe that he did that a few months ago. Now he's finishing second and fifth in tournament.
It's incredible. It's only a matter of time.
Can't wait till April 5th.
Unfortunately, it's not going to be there, I don't think. But I think it'll be interesting.
You don't know that, Richie.
He's not going to win in Augusta.
He's going to contend.
I don't know.
I bet you he finishes top 10.
Ooh. I don't want to bet against him, but I don't.
You should bet against him because you want him to finish top 10.
I want him to win.
Right.
Yeah. If he finishes eighth at Augusta, it doesn't really do anything for him.
By the way, the clouds are coming out. I couldn't be rooting more for a storm as EB whips out his fancy equipment. And he stays here, and we're going to be napping.
I will be bitter if it rains for the one game I'm here for.
He has this big old camera, and it starts pouring.
It does look hurting. What are they saying here? Are we going to get rain here? Huh? 2:30 the rain hits? I'm leaving it too.
So
I'm only
weather.
One to two.
You can shoot from underneath the tarp with your long ass lens.
Right. Well, I need Kyle here, our silly PR guy for the Nats, who's been awesome. By the way,
we need to thank the Nationals.
We're 3 for 3 on guests today, right?
Yep.
Exactly
yep.
who they said.
Yep. And they were really good. Maybe we had Sean as a call in last year. I really like Sean Doolittle.
Sean was amazing.
He's awesome.
Really good dude, of course. Oh, we got Doug Kammerer on Channel 4.
Let's go to Doug Kammerer.
That's a good bit. Doug.
What's up, guys?
Doug? What's up?
Doug, I'm calling fake news. Going? Jason's panicking. His neighbor's saying it's going to be 20 inches.
No. Eric's so dumb. He says it's going to be too warm to
it's
snow.
It's too warm. It's not going to be crazy. What is it? Doug, I live right outside D.C. I live in Kensington.
You love armchair meteorologists.
What is it? I'm saying fake news.
Yeah, I love
all of these.
You guys talk weather. It's fantastic.
All right, what do you think?
What are we looking at? And right now, for example, right now, Winchester, Virginia, it's coming down. They've already got a couple of inches of snow just to the east.
They're losers. Winchester.
County, we're dealing with sleet. Upper Montgomery County, Damascus, and Mount Airy, you've already got like a coating of sleet going on. And then in our area here in D.C. Metro, it's just rain, but that's going to change to sleet this afternoon. And then
exactly.
overnight,
right, what about tomorrow, Doug?
Switches over to snow, and by tomorrow we're dealing with snow all day.
All right, so give me some projections. Let's start with D.C. and then move out towards Montgomery and Loudoun.
All right, D.C., I'm going for about 3 to 6 inches downtown. And I think it'll be downtown, right. It'll be less than that, but about three. But inside the Beltway, 3 to 6 inches. Once you start getting around the Beltway to Bethesda, towards portion of Montgomery County, I really think like upper Montgomery County is going to get upwards of 6 to 8 inches.
Wow.
All right, and then Loudoun, yeah. More than that or about the same?
About the same.
Okay.
Yep. All right, what are they? What
once
they,
you, once you
know
get farther, far enough west in Loudoun, they could get even more than that. I mean, out farther west in Loudoun, they might get upwards of 6 to 10.
Right.
Okay. What do the airports usually do in these situations, Doug? You know that kind of stuff, don't you? Like, when do they close? When do they make those calls? Like at Reagan?
Yeah, like Reagan's going to be fine today. It'll be tomorrow morning that they're going to have the tough time because they're going to have to clear runways. They're going to have to ice all the planes. I mean, tomorrow they're going to have a lot of problems. There's going to be a ton of cancellations tomorrow.
All right, Doug. Doug, we got to run. We're up against a hard break.
Right,
thank
Doug.
You, brother. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
See you, bro.
All right, that's Doug Kammerer, everybody.
He was the MC for the Chance for
so
Life.
So did you hear what he said?
He said three to six.
He's going to say they're going to have some cancellations tomorrow.
All right. Three to
you
six.
Weren't listening. You were talking too much.
Everybody, to six.
Thank you very much for checking it.
Boom.
We'll be here tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.